KSR.
Okay, hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard. You're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. I have Marquise back with me, part two.
Bonjour.
Looking like a quarter lick. Run up on me, you get.
If you guys have not listened to our first interview together, what did I call it? An old soul, young face, Restylane, Saint Laurent boots. We covered it all.
Exactly. My life in a nutshell.
Exactly. So please listen to that if you haven't already. Thank you for introducing me to this Cardi B song.
It's one of my favorites.
Look at me, look at me. They ain't like me before, now they booking me. The glow up got pictures all shook of me.
This is what they're playing. I don't go to clubs anymore. So did you see, so we have a friend, Kyrell, who DJs now. Did you go out and see him DJ?
Kenneth Kyrell, yeah, he DJs.
Okay.
We were actually on our way to one of his gigs, and we were in the car, and it was maybe like four of the guys, and we were essentially playing different songs, and this song came on, and it's kind of like a staple I see in New York. So
yeah.
It's a very interesting song.
I love Cardi B. I love everything that she represents. I could see how some people could maybe say she's not a good representation of women, but she's just being herself in an authentic way that you can't really argue with.
My name is Cardi B. You might know me as that annoying dancer on social media that be talking hella crazy with the long nails and the big old titties. But I'm just a regular, degular, schmegular girl from the Bronx.
Absolutely. I saw her last night at an event. I think that she's a good representation of an authentic woman that's living her life on her own terms. I feel like her reality is her reality, and she's not shying away from it. So to be transparent in 2017, it's something that should be celebrated.
Exactly, exactly. And I think a lot of people try to copy her and what she's doing, but you can't recreate that. She's truly one of a kind.
She's an actress.
Exactly.
In regards to her theatrical sayings, some of my friends and I quote her all the time.
I wasn't going to the party when I tell you I was going to go to the party. Yeah. And who is this girl? No. What's poppin'?
How you doing?
No. It's not what's poppin'. It's what's poppin', bitch.
It's just different, it's raw, it's real, and I think every person is like bourgeois. You can be bougie in the streets, but when you get home, you're essentially a hood.
Yeah.
And it's a great balance.
I mean, she's not really balanced, she's never really not hood.
Right, but just taking the normal person,
bourgeois life. I see.
Yeah, hood moments.
Right. You appreciate the ratchet. Well, I don't think.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wish that I got as hood as Cardi. I don't think I ever quite get there, but.
I love ratchet. You know, I spent most of my collegiate career in strip clubs on Friday nights.
Yeah. Well, Atlanta's great for that.
Yeah.
And that it's so funny because people talk about that for programming, especially like, why don't they show dignified people that are doing interesting things? No one wants to see that on TV.
Those are called books.
Exactly.
Read books if you want dignity.
Exactly. We were talking earlier about self-image and this idea about creating a brand for yourself. Musicians do this all the time, especially like the female pop stars. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay. What do you think about Lady Gaga's look and aesthetic? Because I personally don't understand it.
Did not either.
Don't get it.
I've seen her look better on...
pretty much all the time.
I didn't understand. I think sometimes as individuals, when we have like this important monuments moment in life, we overthink it and we over-deliver.
That is so true.
Sometimes, even when you walk out in like New York and like one day you're like, you have a big event and you overthink it and you
right.
On a natural day that you
yeah.
just stroll up the
you just
house,
like put something on
put
without
the
even
best
thinking
ensemble on
exactly
ever. I think she overthought it and it necessarily didn't translate into anything because I didn't necessarily understand it.
Yeah, but then you have people like Rihanna who just get it right every single time.
Rihanna to me is a girl that doesn't try to impress. She does what she wants. And
it's amazing.
Because of her youthful spirit. She's young. So imagine how you felt at her age, wherever you were in life. You didn't give two shits.
How old is Rihanna?
She's like in her 20s.
Okay.
Which is young. I mean, Beyonce's like 33 or something.
Yeah. She just does whatever she wants. She always looks amazing.
Right.
I get excited every time she's on a red carpet. Anytime it's just a street style, like, I think she kills it every time.
To me, it's natural. It's like how Lil' Kim was back in the day.
Ugh.
Back in the hardcore day.
Love. But like, Lil' Kim, she had that tackiness. That was her style, and she owned it. But Rihanna is like next level innovate. Sure. Like she's on, she's next level.
If you think about Lil' Kim back in the day with the pasty, she was introducing girls into what they could be, and she was friends with all of the houses.
That's true. She was like a designer darling.
She was a designer's dream because she was the only female MC that was taking chances, wearing colored wigs, wearing, you know, these crazy outfits. And I think back then it was natural to her because that was her.
And Nicki Minaj stole that entire blueprint.
She definitely had a source.
When she first came out, she had to.
Yeah.
But Nicki Minaj is like a gorgeous woman. Like when you just see her natural, she's like a gorgeous, gorgeous woman.
It's like Gaga. They don't need the theatrics. I think Gaga came out.
Well, Gaga's not a gorgeous woman. No shade.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's not a beauty queen, but you know, she works with what she has.
Yeah, she's cool.
You know, her performance was interesting.
I mean, it wasn't Beyonce.
I think what Beyonce does is natural. Beyonce's been doing this since she was 15.
I know. If she doesn't win every single Grammy that she's nominated for, I will never watch the Grammys again.
So when you see Beyonce perform, she isn't really a theatrical girl. She can just be a mic.
Right.
A few backup dances, if that.
I know.
And she gives you vocals. And I
know.
Think that she is naturally in her spirit. She's been called by the God, the Heavenly Father has opened up doors. Like, she is who she is.
Yeah.
Don't ask no questions about politics.
I know.
Don't ask about the stock market.
I feel so bad for people that didn't get to live. Like, we're living in an iconic era. Just to even just be living in the Beyoncé era, to have the privilege.
Because 50 years from now, she'll be spoken.
Of course.
Like, oh, she really, you know, did this, did that. But yeah, I think that, you know, certain people are called to do certain things, and she's been called. So to her, it's natural.
Yeah. So the Grammys, I'm excited to see, like, the red carpet looks. One of the things that I'm always surprised by, everyone has these styling teams, they have resources, they know this event is coming, and maybe it's what you said, where you get, like, nervous before an event, so you just don't bring your best. But I'm always amazed at how bland red carpets are in terms of, a real moment. Like, a really, like, the Met Ball is different, but, like, Grammys, Oscars, a lot of people aren't breaking the mold. People are doing very formulaic, basic stuff.
I think with fashion changes with the times, and I think that, you know, people aren't taking risks anymore. Everyone's trying to, like, play it safe. And it's like,
yeah, it's boring.
Rivers days of, like, being on the red carpet, it was just more excitement. It was more, who are you wearing? Now, it's so funny because as a brand manager or whatever, when people ask someone, what are you wearing, and they don't know, I find it interesting because it took you no time to know what you're wearing.
Exactly.
So
you knew this was coming.
Just not being prepared. So if I'm a singer and I'm going to the Grammys.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be meeting with my team weeks in advance being like, what are the references? What's the mood board? Like, how is my hair and makeup going to complement this? Like, I'm planning everything out.
This is the Super Bowl of music. So if someone dared to ask me, what am I wearing? I'm going to know the designer, the season,
who
stitched it. Who shipped it.
I know. But maybe that's because we care about fashion and they don't.
Yeah, it's a possibility. But I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's really just back in the day, you knew about what you were wearing. And I think now it's just put me in something, get me on the red carpet and be done with it. People aren't really invested like they used to be.
Right.
Once you make that investment, you know what you're wearing. It's like the Carrie Bradshaw days. It's like, she knew what she was
doing.
She
favorite.
She was Manolo Blahnik on the mat. No one was necessarily interested in those shoes until she started wearing them. And she started wearing them in unconventional ways. She wasn't wearing them always in a ball gown. She would wear them just regularly.
That's a tribute to Patricia Fields, who was the costume designer who I actually got to see speak at Viacom recently. And she talked about, someone asked her in the audience, you know, you're famous for making those nameplate necklaces really popular. And she, like, immediately addressed it. She said, no. All of the Black and Latina girls coming into my shop from New York City all had nameplate necklaces. And I just put one on Carrie one day. And I was like, yes, like, give us our due. And, like, I love that she actually stopped the person asking the question and said, no, like, let me tell you, this comes from a difference. This is not something that I... Yeah, and you see that happening all the time now. Like baby hair, gelling down your baby hairs is trending. There's all of this stuff. Kylie's wearing like yakky ponytails.
Right.
All of this like really just like, you know, straight from the hood stuff that is now high fashion.
Correct.
Looking at pictures of Tina Turner the other day, she was like a true style icon and always looked amazing. Black artists have always been Jimi Hendrix. I mean, when I think about great artists of our past and real style moments, I mostly think of black musicians.
Oh, for sure. They set the tone.
Yeah.
And you had them oppressed when they were doing it.
Exactly.
So now we're necessarily not oppressed. We can use all bathrooms.
Right.
So now we have more... access to kind of do those things that they were doing, but you know, at the end of the day, they've been doing it for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now we're getting recognized because now culture. I was at an event the other night. It was an event for Rolls Royce, very stuffy, you know, Rolls Royce consumers,
mm-hmm.
and they were playing the Bad and Bougie song, and I saw other races
right
singing the lyrics, and I said, "This is." Crazy.
Raindrop dropped up.
Exactly. And I'm just like, and they started to go into a whole segment of just a lot of black rap. And
right. Well, it's like how Atlanta is this popular show that won a Golden Globe. Like, I'm watching Atlanta like, okay, I've lived in Atlanta. I understand this culture. How are all of, I mean, it's, I'm so happy that it's being embraced in a more, you know, mainstream audience, but
right.
It's interesting to me that they get it, you know?
I think that, and that's the thing with social media, I think that they've been given no choice.
Right.
People have chosen what they want.
Right.
And you have to listen to what the people want.
Right.
And I think that now we're being celebrated as to contributing certain things to pop culture.
Yeah.
And we're not necessarily asking for permission, we're giving out a notice.
Okay, so thinking about the kind of Grammys artists, I had the... privilege, but it wasn't a privilege because it was so boring, of attending the Grammys last year. And Taylor Swift, I can honestly say, grates my every nerve. Like, I find her to be so insincere.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet's kind of exploited her for it, right? Like, it's become widely known that she is just a big fake.
The conversation with Kanye.
Right.
And the whole Taylor Swift, you know... made her famous. She made it seem like she
it's
was
the little victim.
So
I can't.
Surprised.
I can't stand her.
How dare the big bad wolf?
I can't stand
come
her.
Little red white.
I wolf. Can't stand her. Do you think she has good style? Is she an interesting beauty icon?
No.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
It's very bleak to me. I've never gotten excited.
I've never been excited. Do you know who I do love though? And I think it was last year when David Bowie passed, Zendaya. Remember when she did that, like, full suit,
mm-hmm.
and she did that really interesting, like, Ziggy Stardust haircut?
Yeah.
I feel like she takes risks, and she's really interesting.
She's the one to watch.
Yeah.
And she has years to kind of perfect her style.
Yeah.
So she's exciting to see.
I think she's great. Adele, now, it's going to be very hard for me if Adele beats Beyonce, because... obviously, I'm rooting for Beyonce to win everything she's nominated for. Adele's very talented, though, and I can't take that away from her.
It's difficult in the Beyonce world because Beyonce has become like the female Michael Jackson.
Right.
She embodies dancing. She embodies sound. She has a voice that
right.
cannot be undenied. She has a beauty. She has a work ethic. She has a privacy.
She's everything.
It's certain things that she goes against the grain in regards to what now is popular. She doesn't explore
right,
her life.
Right. And Adele is actually kind of like that also, right? Adele is extremely private. She lets her talent
but
speak
she's
for herself. Right.
So with Beyonce, you have the glamour. You have, you know, the lifestyle and coming from the girl group and having, like, you know, a girl group that broke up twice, and then everyone rooted for her, you know, her first album. And
she's kind of
become like the Diana Ross of our time.
John Legend is nominated for several things, and while I don't really care about him, I feel like his wife always brings something interesting in terms of her. What do you think of Chrissy Teigen?
I love...
Really?
Chrissy,
okay,
I love Chrissy.
I'm a fan as well. I have her cookbook. It's great.
I love her authenticity.
Right.
I think
she's kind of like Cardi B.
She is a Cardi B. She is true to who she is. And I love seeing her posts because, I mean, she reminds me of a black woman.
Yeah, what's her background? She's like Filipino?
I believe so. But just her excitement over food. And I think that food is a connection that people can relate to because, you know, we eat it when we're happy. We eat it when we're sad.
Yeah.
We eat it when we want to celebrate. So I think her being like a supermodel and then having this connection with food and just really having real recipes for real life, it's just something that I connect with her. I enjoy her as a person. Absolutely.
And she does a good job of doing the glam, high fashion thing, but then being down to earth and relatable.
She's so down to earth.
Yeah.
She watches like ratchet TV like us.
Exactly.
Like she's a girl that I would, you know, be texting like, hey, what you doing tonight?
Right.
Let's go out.
I'm excited to see what she's going to wear. Lady Gaga, I don't know. I hope that she...
I'm excited for her. This is a great 2017 for her. She opened one of the most important events in culture in regards to the Super Bowl. And she's good.
Yeah.
I enjoy Gaga.
What about Alicia Keys? Do you think... obviously she has to keep up her no makeup movement, so she's going to be on the red carpet with no makeup. Great, she has perfect skin, but it's like... You know, there was a time when Janelle Monáe was always wearing just these black and white pants, and I got, like, so sick of it. But what I love about her style now is it's still black and white. It's still graphic, architectural, high fashion, but she's evolved it so that it's more... I get excited to see Janelle now, and there was a time when I got sick of it. I feel like with Alicia Keys, I'm getting sick of the Earth Mother no-makeup thing.
With Janelle, which is a close friend of mine, she had a style because her parents... One of her parents worked for the post office. So she came from a very uniform upbringing. So she would always like uniforms. And we both fell in love with each other because we loved Ralph Lauren. And we loved to be double-breasted. Mm-hmm. We loved to be in, like, suits. Her idea was to have this look that was very uniform with the hair and in menswear. So once she kind of became the woman that she is, I think she was able to see different elements of being playful, being feminine.
Right. She established.
True to black and white. Because she only wears black and
white. She only wears black and white, which I love.
Being true to that, which is uniform, but also being a little bit more feminine as she got a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think it opens up the door style-wise for her to tap into different type of trends.
When I was at Vogue, there was a woman in the fashion department who wore gray every single day of her life. Like just different shades, like gray, but different textures. Gray cashmere, gray leather. And she always looked amazing, but every single day she was like in this very calming gray. And I thought it was the coolest thing.
I'm the same way. I don't wear t-shirts. I love double-breasted.
You have your uniform.
I have a uniform on. And I think going to military boarding school, all we could wear is uniform. So I think once you have that identified of, like, I want to always be in a uniform, you can kind of still play with your look. And I essentially, at this point, only wear black, white, or gray.
Right, just kind of, like, basic colors. What about The Weeknd? He had his hair, which everyone knew him for, and he said it was a reference to Basquiat. He no longer has the hair. He no longer has the supermodel girlfriend. You know, he was dating Bella Hadid for a while. So now I'm like, actually, now he's dating Selena Gomez, isn't he? I can't keep up with
from what I see.
But she's not interesting to me. So, like, I'm not excited. I'm not as excited about him these days. It's getting kind of boring.
Yeah, I think it really all boils down to the music when it comes to artistry and just having great music. And I think that, you know, I necessarily wasn't interested in his hair or who he was dating. I just was all about the music. So I think when you have an artistry, like Miguel, I'm waiting for Miguel to come.
Okay, but you're being like so PC right now. If we're just talking like strictly fashion, red carpet looks, like The Weeknd, if you're being honest, are you excited to see what he's going to wear? No.
I'm never excited to see men's fashion.
I know. Isn't that sad, though? I mean, it shouldn't be that way.
Right.
I think that guys just are like, give me an expensive suit. Some guys try to do something interesting stuff. Like Kanye used to dress up. Now he's just like, this is my t-shirt.
Right. Kanye dresses how he feels. he has a grunge moment and he dresses grunge, but I like him when he dressed, you know, the way that he
dressed. I used to get excited to see him just be really flashy and over the top and velvet and chains. Like
Mark Ronson is someone
I actually like to watch.
But, you know, I don't know if he's nominated, but
he'll probably be there.
That I like to watch style-wise. Everyone else is quite bleak.
I know. Like Chance the Rapper, that it's a big night for him. What is he gonna wear? Like, I feel like if he wears a suit, that doesn't fit his brand, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard.
The last time I saw him, he had an overall.
The VMAs.
Yeah, the MTV Awards, and I just didn't understand that. But, you know, I think that he definitely had... I love him as a rapper. I think that his message...
I love him, too.
...incorporating his religion and being faithful with rap lyrics is perfection.
Yeah.
Style-wise, not necessarily excited, but I think, you know, he'll figure something out. The only person that I've ever been excited about male-wise has been Kanye West.
Kanye
West wore something years ago that I loved. It was Phillip Lim fur vest with leather sleeves. He performed at the Macy's Day Parade and then he had on a full length fur with leather pants, gray t-shirt, and Jordans.
Oh my
going
god.
Going to the studio. And I said, my god, this is a man after my own heart, because he was taking it was casual, but
it was like 70s pimp,
flair,
and then yeah,
it was all these things that I just had no courage to wear until I saw him wear it. So to me, he is my style go-to man of all time, regardless of what he looks like now or regardless of his
right
clothes.
No, you have to give that to him.
He's always been impeccable when it comes to styling himself, and
right
now his wife.
Yes,
but he's perfection.
I mean, Drake is the biggest thing ever, and I love Drake, and everyone loves Drake, but as a in terms of his style, it's non-existent.
I think when you talk about style, you can always tell when somebody works with a stylist versus when they have their own opinion.
Does it look like Drake works with a stylist?
For sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess because he's so fit, but nothing he wears is memorable at all. I can't think of a single... I can think of him in like a Moncler in the Hotline Bling video, and that's about it.
Yeah, stylist.
Yeah.
Maybe not a good stylist, but a stylist.
Being a stylist must be so hard, though. Like, imagine Drake's your client tomorrow. I would just be like, I don't know what to do with you.
Yeah, you know, the thing is people sometimes don't want to break barriers and wear things that may not make it on the best dress list, but have made statements in style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think working with artists is interesting because they have their own ego, they have their own wants of or things that they think their image is.
Yeah.
So as a style person, it could be a little difficult to kind of push those ideas that you have for how they should look onto them. But I think a great stylist like Mario Hayne,
right, she's amazing.
J-Lo, Gwen Stefani, has been perfection in her career as far as integrating her style perspective, but also the artist's style. She's one of the women like that should have been watched. She was in charge of Rihanna's whole transformation,
yeah,
which most people don't know. And then she essentially helped curate Amber Rose's style.
Amber Rose is a perfect example of someone that had a good run of looking amazing and no longer has the stylist around, and it's obvious. Look at you're being so nice tonight. You know that I'm right. You know that I'm right.
You know, Amber, I mean, I think when she was quiet, she was more interesting.
Right, because, like, Kanye didn't allow her to speak, and he just got her all of the best styling and art directed
right
her entire presence. But without that, she becomes less remarkable. She's still a gorgeous woman, and I love her confidence, and I actually really like her, but there's been a big difference in terms of the way she looks when she's been styled and not styled.
Yeah, when you have access to designers and houses, it changes the narrative.
100%. But then there are some people that kind of have style despite all of that. It's interesting you bringing up this point about men, like, not being excited to see guys, because now that you mention it, you're totally right. There are very few guys that have really great, distinct style.
Yeah, like if you asked me five top guys, I really wouldn't know what to say other than Mark Ronson and Kanye West.
Mm. But then I guess what's cool is you can still get inspiration from women. Like, we live in such a...
I mean, Pharrell is always a great...
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Grammys. I saw him at an after party at the Grammys last year, and I was just staring at his skin because it...
He's like
12. Perfection.
Yeah.
He's amazing looking for his age. Or not even for his age, just period. He does have great style, and he takes risks. I think it's hard.
He takes a lot of risks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's hard as a guy because there aren't as many designers doing innovative things, and I don't know. I think now, if you look at Jaden, for example, Jaden Smith.
Oh, yeah, he's a great person to watch.
He's younger, right? So there's more permission in the younger generation to be more gender fluid, to play with silhouettes, to not think about men's clothes versus women's clothes. So you see that that's kind of evolving more. And, young guys now, they're doing interesting stuff with their hair. They're dyeing it. They're growing it.
Right.
Things that weren't happening even just 5 years ago. So I feel like men's fashion will get more interesting.
Kanye was one of the first, in my opinion, when he wore a Celine blouse.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He wore a shirt, and I was like, well, who is that? And then I kept researching it and come to find out it was a woman's blouse.
Yeah.
But he didn't care, so I said, I appreciate it, because it was about style, not about gender.
Right.
So, yeah, you have a few people that are exciting to watch, but very few.
So Bruno Mars is nominated for lots of awards. He is interesting. Because he kind of did the Janelle Monáe thing when he first came out, right? He was, going for that James Brown pompadour in a suit, old school vibe. And now, I don't really know what's going on.
I appreciate him now. Because he has... To me, this feels like who he really is. He's an old pimp.
What's his background?
I'm not sure what his
background is. Is he black? He keeps talking about black stuff, and I'm like, are you black?
I assume he would probably mix, because I know his mother is, from Hawaii or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of aloha moment. but to me, this is the most authentic he has been since conception of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the most connected to his music, to his sound, to his look. He performed at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and he had on these Christian Louboutin boots, heels, essentially.
Well, he's very small. He's very, very, extremely short. I knew he was short, and then I saw him, and I was like, "Wow, you're tiny."
Yeah, but just his style perspective it just feels so natural.
Yeah,
and he's obviously somebody that I look up to style wise.
Bruno Mars. Okay, what happened to Miguel? There was, remember when they were both at the same time? There was, a Miguel-Bruno Mars moment.
Artist, I think that, marketing people or a team could always tell you certain things are important, but I think that people want music. Your job is to sing. So, if you don't have music, then the culture doesn't become interested in you. And I think that that's what the thing that it needs to go back to. And I think that that's what Beyonce has done amazingly, is that she stuck to music.
Yeah.
Beyonce is not a fashion girl, per se, she's not concerned with it.
Right.
Her job is to show up, look amazing in a designer outfit, and then go home.
Right.
But her core is her music. Michael was the same way.
Right.
Michael wore his outfits as a secondary...
Right, to enhance his performance, even.
Correct.
With the gloves and the socks, yeah.
It was about the music.
Absolutely.
So I think that when people start to realize that they have to go back to the craft, and not think of fashion as a little blindfold.
Right.
Then they'll have a long career where people are interested, because their job is to sing and create amazing, music. And that's what Beyonce has done amazingly, is she stuck true to artistry. And
right.
Not let
all these
other things play a part.
It's also why Frank Ocean's so interesting, right? Because Frank Ocean is here's my music, now leave me alone. I'm not going to do any press. I'm not going to be on any red carpet. I'm not interested in those things. I just want to put my music out and my vision, and people respect him for it. So I think a lot of people will tell you, especially, my husband works in the music industry, okay, if you're not going to do social media, if you're not going to play the game, then you have no chance in this industry. But Frank Ocean has proven that you don't have to do all of those things. You can actually just do the music, and people will respect it.
Yeah, I think his music is one of those real Solange-esque type albums that really speak true to what people are going through. So I think once you make an emotional connection to an audience, then what you do or what you wear doesn't necessarily matter.
Right. Kendrick Lamar is, what he wears is so inconsequential because he just comes with the talent.
Absolutely.
Whereas Katy Perry, no shade, maybe she's very talented, I don't know that much about her, but when she goes to an event, her look has to be memorable because people won't necessarily be talking about her performance.
Correct.
Right.
Certain people's style matters, other people don't. And, you know, even thinking about the era of the Diana Ross days, you know, my father owns nightclubs, and I grew up in old school music.
You love Diana Ross.
Anita Baker has hits. You could listen to Anita Baker from sun up to sun down.
Right.
But she necessarily wasn't the glamorous girl. Diana Ross has great commercial hits, and she was the girl that had the feather boas and the furs and all this and the big hair. Although her and Anita were two separate different artists, you went to hear Anita sing. You went to see Diana perform.
Right.
So I think there's just a difference in, you know, artistry.
Do you know whose style I love more just because it makes me laugh, less because I admire it? Mariah Carey. Since the 90s, has been cleavage out, legs out, sparkly. Like, her look has not changed at all, and it works for her in this way that I find so just satisfying. Just like, of course Mariah is wearing this. It's just cleavage and diamonds, and it's just, it's perfect.
I love Mariah. I love her pageantry, her pomp and circumstance.
Everything about her.
Diamond, champagne. She tells you how it is.
Exactly.
And either you accept it or you move out. Like, she's very
and I think
darling. She's like the artist compared to like Andre Leon Talley.
Yes.
She's very theatrical. She's very darling.
Yes.
Diamonds.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Honey, this lighting is horrible for my. She's very that girl.
Right.
And I think that, you know, it's an element that we all wish we had. Like, it the pomp and circumstance.
I mean, I don't wish that I was her just because, wow. She's like a different species of person. Like Mariah's world,
she
Mariah's
Brit. She lounges.
She's always lounging.
And
yes.
Yeah.
I
love it.
It's amazing for her.
I wish I could go to work in a robe and just be casual.
And it's very different from like a Madonna, who I feel like is constantly and desperately trying to reinvent herself at all times to stay relevant. Right? Like there's almost like two roads you can go down. You can either decide. You can decide this is my look and I'm going to stick to it and be consistent, which Mariah Carey has done since, you know, the early 90s. Or you can do the Madonna, and I think Rihanna's kind of borrowing from Madonna's formula of like, I'm going to reinvent myself every 5 years with like a different look and persona. I would probably prefer the Mariah Carey route.
I think, you know, even like with bringing back Beyonce, she's been able to be consistent in her artistry and not go too far left, but she grows with...
She's evolving, yeah.
With her growing as a woman.
Right.
So I think as long as you stay true to your journey, then your style perspective and those other things kind of just fall into place. But if they just, you know, stay true to their own growth and journey, I think that it kind of just mimics what they're going through at the present time.
Definitely, definitely. It's, you know, I was thinking about Lupita Nyong'o and how... She's one of the few black actresses who wears her hair natural. I think Viola Davis did one time on the red carpet a few years back. But I'm trying to think in the music space, there aren't many women who wear their hair natural, are there? Unless I'm overlooking someone.
There aren't many. And I think that music and movies or shows and actresses are a little different. I think when you are an actress, you're playing a role. So you have to kind of be natural and raw and vulnerable because you're playing a different character. With music, it's more of presenting something that's a package.
Mm.
So it's a little bit more of a tailoring effect of how you want to look and how your hair should be. With acting, you kind of have to be a blank palette.
But couldn't your look, I mean, think about like a Grace Jones, couldn't your striking look and articulation of your look be your natural hair?
Absolutely.
It's just strange that I'm trying to think about like who I would like to, I mean, I guess Alicia Keys' hair is natural, I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like could you imagine if like Kelly Rowland stepped out with like a cute little curly afro? Like, she would be gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
but I can't imagine it.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
She's just so that like long flowing weave girl.
Yeah, there's very few people that do it. I'm not sure as to why, but there's very few women that, you know, do the natural route.
I'm trying, now I'm like just thinking like, Remy Ma, please come out in a tapered TWA. I honestly can't imagine it.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not really sure. Viola did do something like that. She used to only wear her natural hair on red carpets, but she's changed it now. Janelle Monáe is a natural girl.
Okay, yes. But she's a musician and an actress. Yes, that's a perfect example. And I love what she's doing with her hair now.
Yeah, it's very, like, not froey, but very...
It's just like this cloud of magic.
Thick and, yeah, cloudy. It's very, you know...
She's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah. So she's one of the women that have, like, done a great job with her natural tresses.
Yeah. Okay, is there anyone else? Are we forgetting anyone?
I don't think
so. I mean, all of this, you know, we've talked about all of the celebrities, but I think you and I are probably the same on this. I don't look necessarily to celebrities for style inspiration. It's fun to watch, you know, from a culture perspective, right. What are the trends and how are they being adapted in the marketplace, but I don't live for these people.
I don't either, and I think that's the best way to kind of live life, is not looking to anyone for a specific need. I think that I do what comes natural to me, you do what comes natural to you, mm-hmm. And it's fun to watch, but, you know, I just kind of just dress how I want to dress, and,
yeah.
You know, because I like military, I like uniform, that's what I do.
Right.
No matter what anyone else wears, that's what they do. So I think, you know, having a confidence or a strategy on how you want to live,
right.
Or look, is probably one of the most key elements.
Right. And I also think being brutally honest with yourself in the mirror about what you can do. Because Rihanna could honestly wear a trash bag and look flawless and amazing.
Right.
I can't. I see girls all the time going into the hair salon with pictures of Rihanna, and it's like, whatever Rihanna has on her head, she's going to look amazing because it's Rihanna. It's not necessarily for you. So I think
right. You
have to have that honesty with yourself.
Yeah, it's a deep conversation that people have to start having with themselves.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, style is such an exciting thing to explore.
Yeah, it really is.
I think people can play around with looks and figure out what works for them, what doesn't.
It bothers me when people think that style is superficial, because it's so important for our self-identity. Like, I always joke that, like, the quality of my day depends on my outfit.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
You look good.
You just feel good. Everything's better.
And everything's better.
Yeah.
And style is an important part of life. It's your introduction to your day. It's you saying hello before saying anything.
Exactly.
So if I put on a double-breasted suit and it's tailored for the gods and I feel like $1 million, I'm going to treat everything that day like a $1 million transaction.
Right.
So it's very important to have that.
Yeah, I love that message. Well, thank you so much for...
Absolutely, it's always a pleasure.
...coming to talk to me.
Looking like a quarter lick. Quarter lick. Run up on me, you get hit. And know my bitches.